today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about three mistakes buyers are making right now.
Silas gets real, buy and sell homes with a thrill. Out Seattle, baby, you know what's the deal. And he keep it real, showing you the way till it's better known. I help you buy your forever home. He a real estate Jedi. Yeah, he got you. Silas Lindenstein got your back, let him spot you. Help you sell your home while you do what you love. So come in, don't forget to wipe your feet on the rug. Silas gets real, buy and sell homes with a thrill. Out Seattle, baby, you know what's the deal. And he keep it real. Help you sell your home, show you everything. As you move on to better things. He a real estate Jedi. Yeah, he be that. Silas Lindenstein got your back, just believe that. Help you buy the home that you want, so come on. Have a seat and let's find your dream home. Let's get it going. Yeah. Beats.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Welcome for... those of you just joining us, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent in the Seattle, Washington area. But if you are not from Seattle, hold on. This podcast is still for you. My podcast is all about educating and empowering home buyers all over the nation. So, you know, buying a house in Seattle can be very similar to buying a house in Denver, in San Francisco, in Chicago. Yes, yes, there are things that are different. There are things that are different. They do things a little bit differently there. They tweak a little thing, some contracts slightly. They may call things different names, but in the end, buying a house is buying a house, and you can get all the information you need here on this podcast, on this video cast, if you're listening to me or watching me on YouTube or listening to the podcast. Either one you want to go to. You can subscribe on the YouTube channel. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcast or wherever it is you listen to them. I've got 40. This is episode number 45. Thanks so much for tuning in. I've been getting lots of requests for more content because, yes, it's been a while since the last one came out. I know. I'm sorry. I don't like to give out irrelevant information. I don't like to do a show just to do a show. I want there to be stuff I want to talk about. And we've covered so much. We covered so much in just 45 episodes, 44 episodes. So I want to make sure it was worth it. But the market's changing, and there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about. Today I'm going to talk about three things buyers are making mistakes with right now. The buyers, the potential buyers, not the ones in contract. They're doing something right. And we want to talk about what to do in a down market right now, behaviors you should be having. But before I get to that, quickly, you know, if you are a new listener and just want the step-by-step process of buying a home, you can go back to the first 10 episodes. First 10 episodes just breaks it down there. That's how you buy a home. Episode 1 through 10. After that, we go into different topics and cover different things, some different strategies you can use, most of which is evergreen, most of which doesn't matter when you bought it or when you listen to it. It is still relevant. Couple things about timing, but they're still relevant today. And of course, if you want the ebook version, I have an ebook. You could just email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com, and I will email that to you. I just ask you to tell me where you're from. Tell me the location you're living, maybe where you're planning to buy. I just want to know for my own little research purposes or for things I'm doing in the future. And then, of course, if you are in the market to buy or sell a house and you need an agent that you can trust, someone that I trust, you could also email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. And through real estate, I have all these sort of connections all over the country that I know agents that have helped other listeners of the show buy a home. And I'm happy to connect them with you. And if I don't have somebody in your area, I have easy ways to find out a good agent. And I will vet them out first before I refer them to you, before I do that connection email between you two, you know, I vet them. I also vet you. I make sure that I'll ask you some questions about buying to see where you're at, and we'll see what you're looking for so I can match you up with the correct agent rather than just getting handed over to someone from a random call or you walk into someone's office because they had a picture in the front window. So a referral is great. And I love referrals. I love when people are coming to Seattle and refer me. Actually, if you know anyone moving to Seattle or wants to buy in Seattle, you can send them my way. Or if that's you, I'd love to help you out. Yes, I am currently taking clients. I don't care when you watch this. I am currently taking clients. You can work with me or one of my partners. Together, we are going to make it a great buying experience for you. But that's only if you need it. If not, you can just come and listen to the podcast and get some great information. So there we are. All right. And I hope you enjoyed the new theme music. I got some theme music for this for myself now. And that's new for this episode. I might go back and drop it on other episodes for the new listeners. I don't know, but I'm pretty excited about that new theme music. So hope you liked it. Anyway, to the topic at hand, three mistakes buyers are making right now. And you know what? There can be more than three, less than three. But here's what I wanted to talk about. Over the last few years that we've been doing this podcast, we've been very much in a seller's market, and we've been about how to compete in a seller's market and what you need to do and understand who's winning offers and why. And yes, things are different on a macro level, right? Different locations around the country, things are slightly different. But overall, we've been in a very much a seller's market. Here's the thing. Even though interest rates have risen, prices are slowing down, or some places maybe they're coming down a little, but not unreasonably, not in a crash sort of way. They're just coming back more to reality. We're seeing things on the market longer, and they are, you know, maybe we're not competing 20 offers on a home, which was never good. That wasn't a good thing. What you need to know, though, is it's still technically a seller's market in most areas. Like in Seattle, Washington area, buyers are going around like now they have the advantage. But technically, if you go by inventory, what's available, it takes 6 months of even inventory to be an even market before it even becomes a buyer's market. Right now, still the advantage to the sellers. There's still not enough homes for all the people that want it. And what I'm seeing happen is people are finding a house they like that they would have loved to have had 6 months ago. It would have been a dream house for them. But they're like, well, I got time. It's a buyer's market, and they're walking around. And then by the time they get back to it, someone swoops it up. They're like, whoa, what happened? You're making some mistakes, and I wanted to cover those. I mean, and that's not the only thing that's happening. It's just there is a mindset that I want you to think about. We've said on here before, buying a house is not supposed to be a status symbol. It's not something you have to do because you got married or because you got that grown-up job, a grown-up job, one that you don't like. No. We're buying a house for a few reasons. One, you need a place to live, right? Two, it is the easiest way to bring wealth to your family. If you do not come from a rich, a economic background, if you're in the lower stratosphere of the economic class in the U.S., one of the simplest ways to get out of that is through real estate. Absolutely. By far, one of the simplest ways to get out is real estate. We're buying a home because you got to live somewhere. And you're going to pay someone's mortgage. You either pay a landlord's mortgage or you pay your own and you build that wealth. We got to stick with those reasons that we're buying, that it's a good investment. It's a good investment for our future. It's in a good location and you want to live there. Maybe it's control issues. That's not bad. I have control issues, but they're not all bad. Some of them are bad, not all of them. But you want to control how you live, where you live. I've got a guy, a friend of mine, a client. He wants out of his house because the landlord made him go mow the lawn. Okay, that's not the bad part. During the hazardous smoke times that we had in Seattle, right? Like recently in Seattle, we had this. It was hazardous to go outside because of all the smoke that was out from the fires around. And the landlord wanted the lawn mowed before it started raining. And so he made him go out there. Unhealthy. And I don't think people should have, I don't think a landlord should do that to begin with. But I don't think people should live with fear that they have to let that happen and have to listen to that, frankly, nonsense. I don't believe in that. So, but that's one of the many reasons to buy a house. And so this is what I want you to think about now, especially if you've been thinking, I want to buy, but I'm delaying now because of what's happening here and you're confused. Oh, it's a recession. Is that affecting houses? How is that going to be? Or the interest rates? Here's what I want you to think about. So right now, people are not buying because they think the market will go down. And then it's just going to keep going down, right? It doesn't, though. It doesn't just keep going down. I've always said, even at the heyday of the last 2 years, if you bought today, yeah, there's a chance it could be higher tomorrow, next week, next month. But it can also go lower. At any point, it was going to go low, right? But then you're going to climb back up, and it's going to get even. And then it's going to get ahead again. The market goes up and down. It's a cycle. You want to avoid, if you can, you want to avoid buying at the height. Because then when it drops, then you've got a while to go. That is why we also say we only buy if we think we're going to be there for at least 5 years, or if we know we can rent it out or some sort of situation, right? But we know we need to hold on to that investment probably for about 5 years. That's about how long it takes to be able to sell and be confident that you'll be able to get your money back from paying commission fees and taxes for selling and that kind of stuff. The fees, escrow fees, there's fees associated with selling. And to make it all worth it, closing costs that you paid buying a house, you want to make sure you're selling for more than all of that. So we tell people to wait, make sure you're going to be there 5 years or have a way to hold on to it, right? So, and that's because of the cycle. Whenever you buy in there, that should give us enough time to get back to where we want it. Now, if you buy today, can I give you a promise that the market is going to stay up for a little bit, or is it that it's not going to go lower? No, I can't. It might go a little bit lower, but just like stocks, just like if you bought Microsoft stock, the only people who end up regretting buying stock are the people who sold it when it was low. And that's because of time, because there's never anybody who's ever bought a house, had they waited, they would be selling it for more now. I don't think there's anywhere that you could buy that 20 years ago was worth more. Maybe some small little towns, maybe. The factory closed and everyone left. Maybe that. If you're living in one of those, maybe you shouldn't. You know, if you're worried about that, if the plant that makes asbestos is the only thing employing everyone in your town, maybe it's a little chancier. Hopefully you have 5 years there. But if you're in any sort of a major city, it's going to go up. It's just going to go up. I mean, unless if you're on a coastal city, then the water raises in 50 years. Then you might have an issue. But we're either going to solve that, or we're gonna figure something out. We have to figure it. And it's probably like 100 years. But you're going to go up. So don't worry about the market being down unless you have in increments of years. Now, there's a saying I like to say to people, you can't time the market, but you can have good timing. So people who bought 5 years ago and then sold 6 months ago had great timing. It worked out. Most of them didn't time it. You can't predict that. You can't. You can have good timing. And really, even if you bought 5 years ago and you're selling now when it's a little down, you've still made a lot of money. You just didn't make as much, but you're still probably making a lot of money. Very few people, unless they just stop paying their bills because they lost their job or downgraded completely in their job and just can't afford the rent, or yeah, people get divorced or whatnot, and then you can't afford it. Those are the only people that have been in trouble financially with a house. But that's not a controllable situation. And that can happen with your rent too. You can be able to afford your rent and then not be able to afford it, right? So it's actually harder. It's so hard to buy a house if you've been evicted, right? I mean, the time has to pass. It's easier to get evicted, I think, than it is to refinance your mortgage because of a disaster, because of economic hardship. They want to work with you. They don't want to foreclose on you. There might have been a time on that, but now it is very costly and they don't want to. So you do need to trust that a little bit. They don't want to foreclose on you, so they will work with you. And that's, again, disaster. Most people don't have to deal with that.
Another reason people are not buying right now is they think the house will still be there. And as I was saying on the top of the program, that's not necessarily true. If you like the house, there's a good chance someone else does, and they're going to come back for it. So then you're playing a little race. And that was heightened in the last couple of years, that people were afraid. And I don't want you to be that afraid. I don't want you to be afraid, like, I got to put an offer in this second. I want you to be able to take a time in. I want you to be able to take time figuring out if this is the right place, if your commute's going to work, and that kind of stuff. I'm not saying rush it. But don't sleep on it. Don't sleep on the house. Well, I mean, sleep on it overnight. But you know the saying, people slept on Uber. They didn't think Uber was going to do so well, so they didn't put it in. Or they're like, I think it's going to do well, but I'm gonna wait. Don't sleep for a week. Sleep overnight, because that house will go. It may not go in one weekend, but it's going to go. So the thing is, when you find the house that you want, you should put an offer in. You just should, because you don't know what's going to happen. And you can put, and now you can do inspection contingencies and other things. So take advantage of that. In particular, if it's in the location, because I've said before, like your house, love the location. If you love that location, that is the land, the neighborhood, that is the thing you cannot change. You can change almost everything else about a house. But I will absolutely jump on a house in a location that I want. And the other third thing they're thinking about that's a mistake on why not to buy is they think interest rates need to go down first, and they don't. Yeah, they're higher. You may not be able to afford as much initially, right? We talked about every point it goes up, that loses 10% of your buying power. And these people think that the rates are going to, well, when they go back down. And so this is twofold. This is like a two double-edged sword. Also, they could go up higher. So then you've missed out even 10% more, right? So if you're waiting for them to go down, that might not be happening yet. And certainly, if they go back down to 3% again, here's the problem. Things will go crazy again. You will either buy the house now at a higher interest rate, but a lower price, or you'll wait for it to go down, the interest rates to go down, and then all the prices start going up, whether because you're competing or people are like, well, interest rates are low, I can raise the price on this. They will do that because they can get away with it. And you end up with the same mortgage, except you just paid more for the house. Lower interest rate, paying more. And here's the thing. And the reason I think this is a mistake is that right now, you can do things that you haven't been able to do. You can get the seller to pay for your closing costs, whether that's adding price in or getting them to knock it down, right? They can pay for your closing costs. So that means less money out of pocket. So that means if you had $8,000 in closing costs right now, you have a pretty good chance of asking for the buyer or the seller rather to pay for $5,000 or maybe all of it, maybe all $8,000. You ask, well, if you'll pay for that, the closing costs, then I'll buy it. That's fantastic. And here's even a better thing. There are other little tricks you can do that will save you a lot of money monthly. Let's say you can't put 20% down. We know from past episodes that that means you have to put, you're going to pay each month PMI, mortgage insurance, right? Now, here's a trick you can do. And talk to your mortgage lender about this in particular to make sure that this is feasible for your situation. But this works for a lot of people. Your PMI payment, say on a home, is like $300 a month, right? And so that's an extra $300 you have on top of the mortgage, the base, right? They'll give you the whole total together as one mortgage. But let's say the portion of your $1,500 mortgage or your $2,000 mortgage is $300 in PMI. What you can do is you can ask the seller right now, instead of lowering, because they were going to lower the house to $10,000, you have that $10,000 put toward prepaying your PMI. So that way you don't have to pay your PMI for $10,000 worth of months, which could bring you far enough to where PMI would drop off automatically. So a difference of $10,000 in buying a home is usually somewhere, and this is rough. I'm the agent. I'm not the lender. Do not hold me to this. But it can be between $65 and $75 a month, maybe $80. Let's say between $65 and $80 a month. That's what you're paying, a difference of $10,000 a month. Pay the PMI on that. Have that go toward PMI by the seller. Instead of taking it down $10,000, have them prepay the $10,000. They still get the same amount of money in the end, so it doesn't matter to them. But now that's reduced your home monthly payment by $300 a month. Are you following me? Reducing the price would lower it $80 a month. Prepaying your PMI with the same dollars is going to save you $300 a month. Tricks like that are the things you can only do when it is a slower market, when you can put offers in with contingencies. In a crazy, crazy seller's market where homes are going off right away, you can't get them to pay closing costs. You certainly can't get them to do these prepayment of your PMI. Okay? So there are tricks you can do right now that you may not be able to do. And interest rates is just part of the game. And here's the thing. Here's a personal story for myself. A few years ago, we bought our house now because of a credit situation on, I'm not going to say whose side, but in our household, because of a credit situation, we had to take a higher than ideal mortgage. It was like 5.5%, but I really wanted this location and we didn't have time to fix the situation. That was obviously not even our fault. It was like, ugh. Anyway. So we bought the house, the 5.5%. And I figured, you know what? As long as I can get 5 years on this, you know, if I can get there, I'll get rid of the PMI, I'll refinance. But then the mortgage market went way up, right? So I was able to refinance and not only get rid of that PMI, but interest rates were down to, I was able to get a 3%. And so I was able to do that in just 2.5 years in the house. And that's what you got to look forward to is, yeah, your interest rate might be high now. Now, maybe it won't get down to 3% again. But what you can do is every time it goes down a point or 2 points or three, whatever it is, however you buy it, you can refinance later. And that's just going to make your payment lower. That's the one way that you can guarantee keeping your payment lower is to keep refinancing every, I mean, there's people that do this every 5 to 10 years anyway, regardless of rates, because it makes a new loan that then for a smaller amount, which is then less each month. And that's why you have people sitting on homes that they still have 20 years left on their mortgage, and they've owned it for like 60 years, right? But they just keep refinancing. However, their monthly payment is like $500 and they're renting it out to somebody for $2,500. So they're pulling in an extra $2,000 a month. Now, that's what sets some people's strategy. That's what some people do for cash flow. I'm not saying it's yours, but that's what people do. The bottom line is interest rates will probably go down at some point while you own the home, and you could refinance it at that point. I'm not your financial advisor, and I am not a real estate. I am not a real estate lending officer. I'm just an agent who knows tricks to save you money. And knows how to ask the right questions. Okay, and lastly, another good reason to buy right now, which you haven't been before, is the inspection contingency. Those are back. In some areas, yeah, you never lost them. But here, like in Seattle, people have not been able to get an inspection for a long time if they wanted that house. And right now, you can get that. You can ask, and not only get an inspection, but actually get repairs done or money back for it. So those are great reasons to be buying right now. And I think it's a mistake if you're sitting on it for those reasons of thinking the market will go down or the house will just sit there or, hey, maybe interest rates will go down. They might go up. It's a mistake to sit on those reasons. Think about why you're buying. You're buying because you need to buy a house. And that is really the best time to buy a house, when you need to buy a house. Because of family growth size, family growth shrinkage, change of location, whatever. The reasons to buy a house remain. And to build financial wealth as one of the top pillars. And have that as one of your pillars is real estate. You're going to own a bunch of real estate. And that is how you are going to own it. That's how you're going to own the world. Who runs the world? Listeners of this podcast. Who runs the world? Listeners of the podcast. Okay, I'm not a rapper, but my point's made. And that's it. That's episode 45. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that was helpful to you. I'm going to be trying to step it up. Please, if you haven't yet, subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe on the YouTube channel. Check out, look for You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, the channel, or the Silas Gets Real YouTube channel. One of those will have these videos, okay? And of course, if you are in the Seattle, Washington area and you are looking for a home or you want a referral, please email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com and I will hook you up with an agent. Until next time, happy home shopping.
Silas gets real, buy and sell homes with a thrill. Out Seattle, baby, you know what's the deal. And he keep it real, showing you the way till it's better known. I help you buy your forever home. He a real estate Jedi. Yeah, he got you. Silas Lindenstein got your back, let him spot you. Help you sell your home while you do what you love. So come in, don't forget to wipe your feet on the rug. Silas gets real, buy and sell homes with a thrill. Out Seattle, baby, you know what's the deal. It real. Help you sell your home, show you everything as you move on to better things. He a real estate Jedi, yeah he be that. Silas Lindenstein got your back, just believe that. Help you buy the home that you
you want, so come on. Have a seat and let's find your dream home. Let's get it going.
Ocho X
yeah.
Beats.